walk me through how special this season was. I mean, Jacob Weiss was able to come back, get all WKC against a great field of quarterbacks. You get Coach of the Year, and then yeah, obviously you had a lot of guys that were honored that were deserving. What was it like to see that?
Yeah, we had three first-teamers, Jacob, a quarterback, Jaden, a receiver, and Tayshawn, a defensive end. Both, all three of those guys very deserving, and very fantastic year for our guys. And, you know, I don't have the opportunity to be voted on by my peers as Coach of the Year without those guys doing their thing.
All WKC, obviously 19 schools, and I mean, I really don't mean this to be disrespectful. It probably would have been easy for them to select someone like a Joe Morris who plays for a state championship. Mm-hmm. You guys had an absolutely terrific season. What do you think coaches across the region saw in you to choose you as Coach of the Year?
Whatever that reason was, you know, I thought that Joe and Derek had great years, both going 10-0. Fantastic years. Paducah made a run to a region championship again this year. Hoptown had a solid year, I thought, after playing a brutal schedule at the beginning of the season. So there's all kinds of coaches, and, you know, all the coaches in our, you know, Zach LaGrange did a great job in our district. There's countless guys, the coaches in Western Kentucky that do a great job. And that's what's so neat about us doing this and honoring these guys in Western Kentucky, the players most importantly, but the fellowship that you can have with coaches and the respect for one another. We had a fantastic year. It's a team award in my view, but all, at the same time, very honoring and humbling that my peers would vote me as Coach of the Year.
Obviously, last couple of questions for you. Realignment is certainly on everyone's mind right now as we get closer and closer to January and where the Cajun Civil A will go with that, where teams get to make their decision. What are your thoughts on it? I'm sure you probably could do a podcast on it, but what expectations?
Looks like there's going to be some movement in this side of the state, in our district, and then some others too. We won't know for sure until January where everything sits. We don't know who's in what district. It's just a pure classification, and it's just the draft alignment. So you can see some movement. I'm sure some schools will petition to move around, but that's up for those schools to do so. The alignment, it looks like we'll have a flip-flop between a 4A and a 3A school. So we'll possibly see a new district opponent. We got to make sure we take care of ourselves this offseason, and I'd be concerned about all that movement. I'll worry about those things and make sure that we put ourselves in the best position to be successful.